Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This odd little parable, which is unique to Luke, raises some wonderful questions for those of us who call Christianity our faith. I guess, you know, a lot of times when Jesus tells parables, they're sort of metaphors, and we often see sort of God as one of the protagonists and us as the other. And if you look at this parable in that way, then it appears that God is an unjust and unfair judge who doesn't love or respect us, but because of our persistent whining, eventually gives us what we want. But it's not that kind of parable. It's a parable in response to a question. When will the Messiah come? When are the end times? When will justice reign? And so Jesus tells this story about this woman, this widow, who has apparently a legitimate claim against someone else, and goes over and over again to this judge to try and get her case pled. But the judge is no respecter of people, does not fear God. He sounds like kind of an arrogant creep. But day after day, she goes to the judge and pleads her case. And in the end, he finally grants her justice. Not because he loves God any more than he did at the very beginning of the story, nor because he suddenly has had some revelation as to the verity of her case or the joy of her personhood. But frankly, he's just sick of hearing from her. It says here that she had worn him out. Well, the verb means literally to give someone a black eye, to punch them under the eye. So in order to keep from having a black eye, which is kind of a neat image, you can see this little old widow saying, "Fine, you don't want to do it? Because of that, he grants her justice. She raises the question over and over and over. And it's the same questions that we ask. It's the, "How long, O Lord, will it be?" The question of the people who are asking Jesus. How long will it be, O Lord, before you come and justice reigns? How long will people continue to be hungry? How long will children die? If you are God and you are so powerful, why is it that we continue to make war on one another? How long must young men and young women go to their death for the sake of politics and out of fear? We too, as the people of God, continue to ask that powerful question, "How long, O God, until your reign?" Jesus tells this parable as a kind of antidote to our need for immediacy. We want it now. We want justice now. We want the reign of God to come out of the box top cereal right now because we're tired of waiting for it. We are a centuries-long religion in a 30-second world. And it's so obvious. The other day I was watching television. This really became clear to me. There was a commercial, and it was 66 seconds long. And I watched it, and it was one of those deals, you know how they're on a loop, and sometimes the guy forgets to push the button, and it went twice. And I remember thinking, wow, that is the longest commercial I have ever seen in my life. 60 seconds. Well, when I was a little guy, that was the norm for a commercial. 60 seconds is how long a commercial took. Now, anything over 15 seconds is a drudgery. We can't even pay attention for more than 15 seconds. I know because, you know, halfway through the second time, I was out of there like a shot getting a cup of coffee. And how like the kingdom, how like we are like that with the kingdom. We want it now. And yet, what Jesus tells the disciples and tells us is that it takes persistence. For the church, that persistence is prayer and praise and living out the gospel every day. And that's a hard thing for us to do sometimes as the people of God. We see all of the craziness around us. We see the injustice of the world and hunger and death, and we want it to stop now, and it's God's responsibility, and why doesn't God just get on with it? Some would say the fact that God doesn't get on with it is evidence that there is no God. It's becoming quite popular these days, as always it does become popular when things are going poorly in the world. There is a proliferation of books and articles about, aha, I told you there was no God. You are fools for believing in this God of yours. Because the evidence is so clear to the contrary. If God intended to come, why wait 2,000 years? 5,000 years? If God is present and omnipotent and all of those things that we say God is, why do children still suffer? And if you in the church are so wonderful and tuned into the justice of God, why are you so hypocritical? The answer lies in Jacob's struggle with God and in the knocking of the widow. The reign of God is not something that comes crashing down on us like a Scope commercial. Here and gone in 15 seconds, whiter teeth and fresher breath for the world. God's kingdom is unfolding in time, like a wonderful Japanese paper puzzle. It is unfolding in history. And through our persistent prayer, our knocking at the door, our wrestling with God, that kingdom unfolds into history, and the world indeed is changing. God's reign and God's justice is coming into the world even now. It's not a 60-second proposition. It is lifetime upon lifetime of God's unfolding. And it happens in lots of ways, but one of those ways that it happens is in our prayer. It's one of those things to which we are called. That every day we pray for God's justice, we knock at that door. Every day we are sent out to share those prayers and that word of proclamation of hope in the world, and it unfolds, and it unfolds, and it unfolds. The hard thing for us is to realize that we may not be here when the kingdom unfolds in its completeness. We're part of it, but we aren't it. We wrestle with God. We rail at God. We are imperfect, and we are prayerful. The widow keeps bothering the judge until finally the judge repents. Till he finally, because he doesn't want a black eye, finally gives her what she wants. In a way, God's people continue to bother the world, the whole universe, so that someday God's reign will unfold and justice will be done. And in the meantime, we will feed the children. We will write letters. We will be committing ourselves to housing and environment, joy, and the proclamation of the gospel. You are the unfolding of God's reign in the world. And we celebrate this parable as God's way of reminding us not only of our own persistence, but of God's persistence for us. That God so loved the world, that God was so persistent in God's love for the world, that God even gave God's only Son, who died. That persistent love is the sign of God's reign now. Amen.